During the last campaign for health care reform back in 1993 and 94, David Duenberger was a Republican senator from Minnesota. He sat on the Senate Finance Committee. Senator Duenberger has been thinking a lot about the lessons we might apply from that experience to the coming season of attempted health care reform. In fact, he co-chaired a conference that produced some commandments for presidential leadership on health reform. Senator Duenberger, I want to ask you about one particular commandment first that you and your fellow conferees offer. Empower the Congress. What do you mean by that?
The context in which we talk about empowering the Congress is to build a relationship between the president, who can relate so much better to the public, and the people that have to do the heavy lifting, i.e. the members of the Senate and the House. And empowering simply means challenge them to develop consensus across various parts of the country, across various political parties, and across experiences on what is good policy.
But if I understand you, that would mean that when he is president, Barack Obama, and we assume his Health and Human Services Secretary, Tom Daschle, would have to lead the country toward some kind of health care reform, but the details, the nitty-gritty, ultimately, are ironed out on Capitol Hill.
You know, the political process and the policymaking process is always cooperative. I mean, it's a combination of the executive and the legislative, but without presidential leadership, without the vision that a president can share with the American public, we can't get the public invested in the work that the Congress and the president have to do.
There's another commandment in your report from the April conference. It's manage partisanship. And you noted in the report that the political climate is more formidable today than in 1993. Is managing partisanship realistic nowadays?
Yes, it definitely is. And I think one of the good things that always comes out of a majority party which goes to the desert for a while, like the Democrats have done, is that when they come back, they bring back with them some really experienced people who have gifts, if you will, for dealing with health policy. It's a very complex subject, but people like Pete Stark and Henry Waxman and John Dingell, on just to name some of them on the House side, who are now in very important positions, understand today better than they did in the past the importance of bringing Republicans along on this mission.
I just have one other question about the politics of health care reform. This is really on the House side, not the Senate side, and how things might play out. Let's say you're a member of the House of Representatives and you're called upon to make some incredibly important vote. I mean, something that might be on the measure with that the vote for the TARP bailout that we saw several weeks ago on Capitol to approve a big change in the way we deliver health care in the country. Is there any way you're likely to see any positive, palpable benefit of that vote that people can digest and vote about the next time you go to the polls? Or do you have to say, I'm voting for something that you're not going to get any benefit from until we're over the political horizon and I have to face the voters one more time?
When you get into something that is way beyond yourself, if everybody doesn't get in the boat, you know, some of the folks that get left behind are going to drown, your chances of success are much higher if the leadership and the followership have a way in which to agree. That's why this process, keeping it bipartisan, keeping the leadership and the followers working together, that becomes very, very important.
You're saying because you're all going to have to jump together, because it's not as though there'll be a bolt from the blue 6 months later that will elect everybody who voted in favor of the thing.
Well, you know, that's the case. Plus what I said about the president and the ability of the president to give the American public a vision of what it could be like to live in a really American healthcare system.
David Duenberger, former U.S. Senator from Minnesota, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and best of seasons greetings.